Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And earlier this week, I had a chance to explore the expansion of Aspire's Keweenaw Hospital in Loriam. Beautiful place. And so in order to talk more about that, since in the, you know, in the news segment that I did, I can only have about a minute to a minute and a half to really talk about the different anemones and things that are in the expansion. This was a great opportunity to bring in Dave Olson from Aspire's Keweenaw. He is the UP Regional Marketing Lead for Aspire's, and to go a lot more in depth with it. So welcoming Dave here to the program. How you doing?
Thanks, Rick, and thanks for having me. I'm glad to be on the program.
So earlier this week, public got its first look at the expansion. Wow, what a terrific place.
What a great day for Aspire's and for the community overall. I think people really got to see what a contribution to the healthcare offering that Aspire's is bringing to this community. Following in the footsteps of Houghton Clinic last summer, which is a state-of-the-art clinic that's located in Houghton next to Walmart, we were able to bring on this expansion project to the hospital. And it really shows the commitment of Aspire's in this market, the investment that they're making in the healthcare of the community, and how to support our staff locally, and to be able to provide the best levels of healthcare possible.
I really enjoyed getting a chance to talk with Chuck Nelson, the regional CEO, and also Mike Howsworth from Aspire's as well, and you know, getting a sense and feel of the history of the hospital up there in Loriam. I didn't know it, you know, has been there since the 1920s. How long it had been there and what these renovations really mean.
Well, it's been a long evolution. I mean, the hospital is over 100 years old, and that was, in fact, some of the areas of construction that we worked to overcome and get beyond an old building. You know, one of the things that's really neat about where we're at right now with Aspire's and that expansion project is it's been a building process. It started many years ago now with a really strong core group of medical care providers, doctors, nursing staff, the staff that supports them in the care of the community. And there was a vision to see what else can we do here to grow and take this thing to a higher level for the community. And the vision was kind of born out of talking to the community. There's been a lot of conversations with community members everywhere about how we were able to better serve them. And, you know, we heard a lot about we need great doctors. We want to try to get as much care locally. We want you to try to do the best job that you can possibly do for us right here. And we listened very carefully to that. And we also heard, you know, we don't need it to be extravagant. We don't need to go over the top. But what we do want is we want good, safe, reliable health care. And we kept that as a vision point for where we needed to go. And with that great group of providers that we started with, we were able to start to add providers, and we did it very carefully. The culture at Aspire's is very friendly, very kind, very compassionate. Everybody that I work with and that the community comes in contact with, I think you hear it out there that Aspire's has a lot of wonderful people that are truly passionate about the care that they deliver to the community. So adding people to that mix was a very important task, and we've added providers and had the great benefit of bringing on some additional quality doctors, expanding our services, growing orthopedics, growing cancer care, growing our ability in heart care, growing our ability in urology, in ENT, a lot of different services that have expanded the capacity of the organization to complement what is a great group of family care providers. So when we added that great group of doctors in, we're able to start to do more and more healthcare locally. In fact, about 90% of everything that we do is right here in the Keweenaw. Our mission isn't to have people come into the hospital or come into a clinic and then send them somewhere else. We're trying to do as much as we can. So locally, that is. So here we are adding these great providers, and we're starting to build a great stable base as part of our vision. And the providers are coming in, and it's really starting to work. Enter in our looking forward to say, how can we really make this come to full fruition for the community? And we went and started to look at different systems to partner with. And we saw what Aspire's was doing. We saw the way that they were working with other hospitals. We talked to people about how they were working with other hospitals, about their culture. And it was very interesting that a lot of the things that they were doing and saying fit us like a glove. It was a perfect match. And we opened up the dialogue with them. Aspirus had just moved into Ontonagon. Now, this is back in about 2006, 2007 that they did that. And we came on to Aspirus in 2008. And when we did that, it brought us an extra level of resources. It brought us an extra level of support. It brought us a system of care that we really didn't have before. We had a lot of attention being paid to our healthcare facilities here. And with that support from Aspirus, we were able to really start to package our healthcare offering in a much bigger and better way for the community. With those resources, places like Houghton Clinic came about, and then this hospital expansion. But it's a little deeper than that. It's not just the bricks and mortar. Mm-hmm. It's the other things too. We introduced just this last year a thing called Epic, which is an electronic health record system. It is the Cadillac of health record systems. Mm-hmm. Epic is incredible for not only the staff, but for the patients as well. It provides a healthcare portal called My Aspirus. You can go on there, you can see what your medical records are, you can schedule appointments, you can exchange emails with your doctor. There's a lot of added benefits to the electronic health record system that we didn't have before. And there's no way that we would have been able to take on that type of electronic health record system without Aspirus. So from an infrastructure standpoint, Aspirus has brought us everything inside that complemented this great staff that we had, and then we're able to bring these great facilities out to the public, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
And but at the same time, too, as you mentioned, you've managed to, you're keeping the character of the local health care that Aspirus has, you know, established here. And I'm familiar with Aspirus Keweenaw. Many people here are familiar with Aspirus Ontonagon and the way you've approached healthcare here locally. Mm-hmm. So I know that Aspirus itself has got a much larger network of hospitals, you know, beyond those two.
Oh, for sure.
But when you go, and I've been a patient at Aspirus Keweenaw, when you go there, it's still that individualized, you know, close one-on-one care that you're getting from a physician. You don't feel like you do when you go to the Mayo Clinic over in, you know, in Rochester, and you're one in a million, you know.
Right.
You know, when you go here and locally.
You need a number there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of volume. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Aspirus in Wausau is a pretty busy place. And there are going to be situations when you might need to travel to a place like Aspirus Wausau. We can't handle all the health care that people need here locally. Nobody can. There are certain circumstances where you need to travel out of here. But the thing, to back to your point about that individualized personal attention, that's one of the things that fit us to Aspirus so well, because they want to support that. Their mission isn't to bring people down to Wausau. Their mission is to help these small local hospitals provide a higher level of care right at home and get them stable and get them surrounded with the right quality systems in order to continue to provide that health care. And that's a good relationship for them because, yes, there are some people that need to be referred to Wausau every once in a while, but it also, from a management and a growth standpoint, it allows Aspirus to grow. And in fact, in the last few years here, in addition to Keweenaw and Ontonagon, Aspirus Grandview and Ironwood came on. That was about 2.5 years ago now. And just recently, North Star Health Systems in Iron River came on as well. So we have four hospital systems in the Upper Peninsula now, all located in the Western Upper Peninsula. And down in Wisconsin, there is Aspirus Langlade, there's Aspirus Medford, Aspirus Wausau, the kind of the mothership, so to speak, and then just recently Aspirus Riverview came onto into the system. So we have 8 hospitals now and 60 some clinics and 7,000 plus people. It is a very strong and collaborative and quality focused system, and we're very fortunate to have them as a partner, and it shows in the stuff that's going on right now.
And something that I learned at Tuesday's ribbon cutting that I did not know, and because I guess maybe it's a trend that health systems seem to be going in a different direction, but that Aspirus is not for profit.
Aspirus is not for profit. The whole system is not for profit. And for those people that don't understand what not for profit and for profit means, I can just give a little bit of backdrop on that. Nonprofit hospitals and nonprofit healthcare there's a certain amount of funding support from the government. And systems that support Medicare and Medicaid. But as a nonprofit health system, we're obligated, we're really community owned in many ways. But we are obligated to not take money and divert it to other places. We don't, when we make dollars in healthcare as a nonprofit healthcare system, we don't take those dollars and divert them to investors. We don't divert them to Wall Street. For-profit healthcare can have a little bit of that going on. As a nonprofit healthcare system, we reinvest every dollar that we earn back into facilities, into people, salaries and overhead, and into technology, ways to improve healthcare in the community. So that's one of the things that we're very proud of, to be a nonprofit healthcare provider. And we're the only one here really in this market now.
Talking right now with Dave Olson. He's the UP Regional Marketing Lead for Aspirus. And just a few days ago, the public got its first look at the $15 million expansion, at least phase one of the renovations being done at Aspirus Keweenaw Hospital in Loriam. So, Dave, let's go ahead and talk about the work that was done and what people who go to Aspirus there in Loriam will be seeing differently.
Well, let's talk about the expansion project itself. I've got a couple bullet points I can read here. First, it's an all-new emergency department. And one of the things you probably saw when you were there is we had our ribbon-cutting ceremony underneath the canopy that you actually drive in under. We think that's a great feature here in the Keweenaw. You know, we have weather. I don't want to be talking about snow here in a Sunday, July afternoon. Hey, everybody out there, are you thinking about snow yet? I don't want to, but we think about it all the time because, you know, we have to work all year round and we want our patients to have better access. In our old place, it was a little difficult. You parked in the lot and you had to walk in. There was like a circle drive that you could go through, but it wasn't the most ideal situation. And this new canopy is drive under, it's weather protected, it's a much easier access point for everybody. So, you know, if you're driving somebody into the hospital, if they need lab and imaging or something like that, they can be dropped off easily and then you can park. It's infinitely better from that standpoint. So the all-new emergency department is anchored by this drive under canopy. It's a 24/7 emergency department, state of the art. The technology, the people, everything in it is absolutely fantastic. The other thing that we opened up in phase one here is an all-new intensive care unit, and that is on the floor directly above the emergency department. The intensive care unit, private rooms, which is very different than what we had before. We had a rather large room that was separated by some walls, interior walls, but the patient care was really a little bit more in the open. This is a much more private and comforting environment. It's also a great comforting environment for people who are guests or family, friends, loved ones that are there to visit somebody who might be in the hospital. The intensive care unit is specifically built for them to help them navigate through that process. The other thing that we've added are new patient rooms that are immediately adjacent to the intensive care unit. And those new patient rooms are also state-of-the-art. Cool thing about the patient rooms and the intensive care unit, there's two really strong features that are coming out that people are responding a lot to. The first is a lift system. And you've probably heard in the news about you know, nursing being a very difficult profession and people getting injured lifting patients and you know, we're very cognizant of that and how we ergonomically help our staff you know, maintain the safest environment around them. These lift systems do that for you. They literally help you lift up a patient and lift down. So that old way of saying, okay, we're gonna move you from this bed to this bed, 1, 2, 3, is not necessarily the same way anymore. It's a great new feature. feature. The other thing that the nurses now like to call the nurse call system. You know, when you're in a hospital room and you need something, the traditional way was you have a buzzer and then the bell would go off.
Sure, or, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So this, when I look at it, I call it an integrated communication system. This thing is, this thing is much more than just a nurse call system. And hey, nurses, if you're listening out there, please don't hit me on Monday. This is a system that in real time, the patient can say, I need some water. I need attention. It goes directly to the nurse desk, instantly recognized there. But it's more than that. When a patient is discharged, the nurse can punch a button on there, immediately lets housekeeping know. It lets the facility know that we're discharging a patient. That's just one example of how that call system really works. It integrates throughout the entire organization and links everybody together. So you have these new rooms in intensive care and the patient rooms that are absolutely patient-centered. As we built this facility, being patient-focused was what it's all about. And that's for the people not only getting the care, but for their family, friends, and loved ones and neighbors as well.
And something that struck me as I was getting my tour through the building was just, everything that the how it's laid out, you know, seemed to be well thought out of. So everything's very streamlined. The rooms are all down in a row. The intensive care had the glass wall, you know, so that the nurses can see you. If there's a problem and you're in intensive care, someone is going to be, there pretty quickly. They're going to be aware that, if there's something going on without reducing privacy. I just thought that was a really neat feature going through it. And it was just, you didn't get lost. I mean, a lot of these, old buildings, old designs, you have to go up two flights of stairs, go down the hallway,
right,
take a left, and then take a right. And here, everything, we went up one set of stairs, we did a circle, we hit all of the departments, and we were right back to where we started from. There was no kind of getting lost in there wondering where to go next.
Yeah, it's a highly efficient design. In fact, when we were looking at designs and planning this hospital forward, the one thing that we said we didn't want to do is waste a lot of space with grand entrances and doing a lot that would get in the way of getting people to their care as quickly as possible. So it's a very efficiently designed space. You won't find a lot of hidden nooks and crannies. It's very to the point and getting you to your care faster and helping people navigate through there faster. And I'm glad to hear you say that, Rick, because, in an old hospital, in many old hospitals around the UP and elsewhere, they've expanded over time. So what they've done is they've added on. They've added on a wing. They've added on a second floor on top of a wing. And that's what creates some of that difficult to navigate type of circumstance. And the real advantage of adding on to our current facility was that we're able to integrate some of the units of technology and some of the other aspects of care that were already in place, and then create this streamlined environment for the actual patient care that takes place. So, it's really built around that not only for the patient, but also for our staff to help them manage most effectively and efficiently.
So phase one is complete. You've just sort of arrived now at the beginning of phase two. So, no rest yet.
Right, no rest. And in fact, so listeners are hearing this on Sunday morning. And we're recording this just a little early. But at this point on Sunday, our ER and our patient rooms will be up and functional. We had the ribbon cutting, and it was kind of interesting because we couldn't do tours for everybody. I mean, we're giving tours to the public, we're giving tours to the business community, to the media, and you can't really do that in an area where patient care is going on. So we needed to do that celebration before we actually moved everything in. And so by the time that people are hearing this, we're going to be up and running. It's all a very turnkey process, and we've got a huge group of very busy people that are making this happen, but they're also pumped up. Yesterday when we had our community open house, and I don't know if you took a tour.
I did, yeah.
But we had nurses giving the tour. We had three or four nurses, and we had our project manager, and our chief nursing officer did some tours. One of our facilities managers did a tour. But they were doing tours nonstop for about 5 hours, and they were so very engaged in this and so proud of this new facility. I just know that, and I think you heard Mike Hosworth say that, you know, a great building, a great hospital is a great hospital, but it doesn't become awesome until the people that do the care come inside. And what I saw during our event was that these people are so ready for this, and this is the facility that they deserve. They've already been delivering great care to people, and now we're making it possible for them to do even better job. So we're very proud of that.
So starting, I believe, with Monday, Phase two starts underway.
Phase two, I've actually, when I was leaving the hospital today, I saw some things that I hadn't seen before. Some walls came down and some new plastic came up. They're already up and running. Now, phase two is going to expand our surgery center. And it's going to expand our patient registration area. The surgery center enhancement and expansion is really focused on a thing called pre and post-op rooms. What that means, op is operation, but before a procedure or an operation and after a procedure or operation, you're going to be in a private room. And you go into a room, that's where the nurses can prep you and you can prepare for your surgery, doctor visitation, getting everything going. We had a larger space that was kind of cordoned off with some curtains and a few walls here and there. But this is a much better experience, and it's really focused on getting people prepared for that procedure. So private, safe, easy. That's the next stage of the surgery center. So that's phase two. And phase three, let me just make sure I got all this right, because we're expanding our diagnostic testing area. And the lab area, people getting labs is a very common thing. You need a blood draw. You need to get a diagnostic done. And how people go and interact with that process is now going to be streamlined and design enhanced, a much better system for people.
Okay, good. The target finish date for everything, March next year, right?
Finish date is March of next year. I'm going to call it spring because you never know about what happens.
I like your definition.
But yes, yeah, remember I was the one who was talking about snow just a couple minutes ago. March is the target date for everything to be complete. Fortunately, now we're not doing anything outside. Everything is on the inside. So we shouldn't have weather throw a curveball at us. And, you know, we had a little bit of that this year. We had some weather curveballs, but we had them at Houghton Clinic, too. I mean, I didn't hear anybody talk about polar vortex in this particular ribbon cutting. In the Houghton Clinic ribbon cutting, we actually went through that polar vortex and built the facility on time and on budget. It was an amazing process to watch. Myron Construction, by the way, and the hundreds of local contractors that were involved in this process, just excellent. Excellent craftspeople. We can't say enough about the way the people in the community, the contractors in this community worked, as well as Myron to help guide us through this project and the Houghton Clinic previously.
So what happens to the rooms once you take all the current rooms where the patients are and you take them all out and move them to the new facility? What happens to the old area?
Well, that's a good question. In the emergency area, our current emergency and intensive care, that is where we're actually going to do phase two. That is the expanded surgical pre- and post-op rooms, the private rooms, and also patient registration. So we're going to have a very streamlined and it's expanded but streamlined patient registration area that is right down that main hall. All right. After that, the patient rooms that currently exist, we're going to start to utilize that for the rest of our staff and our management team that needs a space to grow into.
definitely looks wonderful. If you know people didn't get a chance to go see it, I know that the next time you do go there, whether you're there as a patient, you're going to appreciate the changes. If you're there to visit somebody, you're certainly going to appreciate it. And I can't wait to see the rest of the work get done. Dave Olson's been my guest, the UP Regional Marketing Lead for Aspirus. Aspirus Kimono Hospital Expansion Phase 1 is complete. Dave, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks very much for having me, Rick, and thanks for supporting Aspirus.
Absolutely. Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.